number two, follow your dreams because they will lead you to your destiny. Follow your dreams because they will lead to your destiny. Now, this is going to get rather deep because if you were here on previous weeks, you will know that I put a distinction between your dream and your destiny. Your dream is the little piece in a jigsaw puzzle that God lets you see. It is not the big picture that He sees, which is why your dreams are evolving all the time. They are like the Star of Bethlehem. You follow them, and they take you on a journey. They take you on a path. They appear and they disappear. Sometimes you get this close to a dream that you've been holding on to for years, only to find it evaporate, disappear, and reappear somewhere else. Your dreams are like the Star of Bethlehem, and your destiny is the Christ. The dreams will take you to your destiny if you follow the path. The purpose of a dream in your life is to push you or pull you along a path, because following your dream will initiate a journey and will set you on a path. Listen carefully. That path is designed to make and mold you into the person that fits your destiny. That path is designed to change you into the person of substance who can survive the success of destiny. Please understand that if you were ready right now for your destiny, for the big picture, then you would be manifesting it right now. God would simply pick you up from where you are and drop you off where you belong. The reason He doesn't just pick you up and drop you off is because He would bypass the process that would make you the person who fits the future. He would bypass the process of making you the person that suits your success. So, He doesn't pick you up and drop you off, even though He has the power to do so. He does things in stages and phases. Anyone remember the creation? Yes? Okay, so God could have said, "Let the world be." And out of His mouth, an entire world would have come forth in one split second, with green grass, with bugs, with birds, with fish, and people walking about it, right? But He didn't, though He could. He did it in stages and phases, because the stages are necessary for the survival of the thing. God is not just interested in the arrival of the thing. He's interested in the survival of the thing. So what all your dreams actually do is start you along a pathway. The path is more valuable than the dream. Oh, God help now. I feel like I'm going somewhere now. So here it goes. There is more value in the path than there is in the dream. Which is why, even if the dream disappears, you have nothing to grumble about, because the path added infinitely more value to you than the dream would have by itself. Ooh. All right, I best give some scripture for that. It was easier this morning for some reason, but here goes. Joseph's dream was only a glimpse of his destiny. His dream was only a glimpse of his destiny. His dream didn't fully explain his destiny, but his dream started him out on a journey. It pushed him along a path. When he opened his mouth and told his brothers, they pushed him on a path. The path would break him, make him, mold him, reshape him into a prince, someone who could be the prince of Egypt. The value then was in the path, because without the path, he could never have become a prince. He couldn't simply have gotten up from his family's house and become the prince of Egypt. No, he had to be molded through his journey, which is why the value is the journey. And when you get to the dream can disappear, okay? Because mission accomplished. It reappears over here, and you keep on going down your path. It disappears, and now it's over here, which is why your dreams are constantly. Doubt, seriously. Unless you are 11 years old, that you still have the same dreams that you had when you were 10. Yeah, you were dreaming things at 10, and they evolved when you became 15, and they evolved when you become 20 and 21. The dream is only a glimpse of destiny. The dream is the bait that God uses to draw you along a path. Your destiny is much, much bigger than your dreams. But you must choose to follow your dreams. And you can choose to not follow your dreams. And now, because you're forcing me to go deep, I'm going to go deep. Because you're forcing me, right? You see, if you choose not to follow your dreams, you will have genuinely gained the whole world and lost your soul. Try that one more time. Choose not to follow your dreams, and you will have successfully gained the whole world, meaning the world that secures and comforts you. You will have gained it, but you will have lost your soul. In that respect, you are now in hell on earth, because every day of your life you are haunted by the realization that you could be, could do, could have. Could be elsewhere, but you have chosen to let it go. Now you have to sit by and watch other people living out that dream, manifesting that destiny, because you chose not to go. And it's easy to choose not to follow your dreams, because the pathway of purpose, the pathway that dream following puts you on, is not an easy road. It is the road less traveled, because it is designed to strip you, designed to break you, crush you, reshape you, remold you, and you become someone else. And that means stepping out of comfort zones. That means getting out of the boat. That means rocking the boat. That means blowing up the entire boat. And you can choose not to. And in that respect, you gain the world, but you lose yourself. You lose yourself. So if you would manifest your destiny, then follow your dreams. They will lead to your destiny.